This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What we are doing here in the UK has a major impact on the public opinion, and it is supporting our brothers and sisters in Palestine. So many people around the world from different countries, they called me and they said that we really appreciate Muslims in the UK and even non-Muslims in the UK. So many people were talking about what non-Muslims are doing in the UK. And this is a message to all Muslims and to all honest, sincere non-Muslims to continue what they have been doing for the last 4 or 5 weeks. It is supporting our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Now, the battle really is a battle of narratives, first of all, and the battle of narratives will support the battle in Gaza. Because the battle in Gaza now, it is a matter of biting the fingers. This battle is what? Who is going to give up first? If the Gazan people gave up, then the occupation has won. If the occupation gave up, then Gaza has won. That's all. This is the summary of the battle. How can the Gazan people and the Palestinian people continue struggling, continue resisting? By our support. You know, so many people, I was speaking to a brother today who is, mashallah, has a strategic thinking and he follows the news. And he said that there are two countries that can play a major role in both battles, the battle of narratives and the battle of patience and resistance in Gaza, the US and the UK. And the Muslims in the US and non-Muslims in the US who are exercising pressure on their government, they might change or they might create a shift in the ground in Gaza. Similarly, Muslims in the UK, by exercising more pressure on their government, then there will be a shift in the stance of the government, inshallah. And we have seen that in the last maybe a few days, the Democrats in the US, they started to change their language a little bit. Barack Obama came a few days ago or 2 days ago, and he started to detach himself from what Biden is doing. And the Democrats, they want to isolate themselves, to move away from Biden. Why? Because they felt that they are losing the support of the people in America. And I think the statistics said 60% of the voters in America, they don't want to vote anymore for the Democrats. Here in the UK, we have seen the Prime Minister. He stopped talking about the war after the first 2 weeks. And now he is not as vocal as he was before, because they have seen those demonstrations and the protest petitions, etc. Many councillors belong to the Labour. They have resigned. So they see that people are not keeping quiet and they might lose support, whether the Tory or the Labour. They might lose support. Brothers and sisters and our friends and colleagues from the wider non-Muslim society, you are doing a fantastic job. Many people outside the UK, they are unable to do what we are doing, what you are doing. Keep doing that. Remember, the people in Gaza, they are not fighting for themselves. They are fighting for Muslims in general, for the Ummah in general. And also, they are fighting for non-Muslims who want to be independent, who are against injustice, who are refusing to be colonized by others, who want to be independent and who want to have real freedom. Keep up the good work that you have been doing. And inshallah, we will see good news, inshallah, soon.
بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.